on a break of sorts, if you will, after that 8-day session, Representative, what were some of the highlights that came out of that 8-day stretch for you?
Oh, that was really interesting, holding a Zoom meeting. All of us were in our homes for the most part, and we worked through committee bills. What those are is there's two ways a bill can be introduced into the legislature. One is through a committee, a legislative committee. The other one is individuals can sponsor bills. But we dealt strictly with the committee bills. Those are approximately 80 bills that were prepared through the summer by the various committees, legislative committees. So they were less controversial. They've already been worked through the public hearing processes. And so it worked really quite well. We processed quite a few bills and got those out of the way. Looking forward to actually being live here next month.
You know, you're on the, speaking of committees, you being on the House Appropriations Committee, last we talked, you brought up education funding. And, you know, was that discussed much over the last, over that 8-day stretch, or do you think most of that will be decided in March?
You know, the governor asked the K through 12, kindergarten through 12 programs to cut back by 10%. And we evaluated that and we held public meetings, and 10% was just going to be such a severe cut in the education program to the point that it was going to hurt the programs. And so the recalibration committee that was given the assignment to evaluate education, they decided it was to be 6.5% cuts. So those are the ones we're working on. The education committee chairman have decided to wait until we're live to actually debate those on the floor. And so while there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes, nothing is going to be actually surfaced in terms of tangible effort on the bills until March.
Speaking with Representative Evan Simpson this morning, House District 22. Representative, any other specific legislation you wanted to bring up this morning?
No, again, these were committee bills, and so they were fairly low-key. There's been a lot of activity. I'm getting between, Duke, you'll find this interesting, I'm getting between 40 and 80 emails every day. Many of those are from citizens' input. We've had so many more citizens involved in the legislative process this year. It's been really quite fun for me to watch them. So I get a lot of emails about particular bills that are being processed and people sharing with me their opinions, yes or no, on any bills. And so we're getting a lot of input. It's going to be a fun legislature as we get back. Live, we'll spend the entire month in Cheyenne, the entire month of March.
And before then, I know that there are the committees are meeting between now and March, correct?
Oh, yeah. I have Zoom meetings almost every day, either with groups like the community colleges or YDOT or just committee meetings. This afternoon, I'll be in an appropriations workshop. So, yeah, we'll do a lot of work in the next 3 weeks.
That's Representative Evan Simpson, House District 21. Thanks so much for your time, Representative. Appreciate it.